Today in San Francisco Superior Court, a judge heard motions in the case of San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mirkarimi. Mirkarimi is accused of domestic violence in the wake of a fight with his wife on New Year's Eve that prosecutors say got physical. Mirkarimi's not the only one having trouble in his new job. A number of local criminal justice officials are on rocky ground in the Bay Area. KALW's criminal justice reporter Rena Palta joins me to tell us about the latest news.
Let's start with the Mirkarimi trial. San Francisco's new sheriff is accused of domestic violence, and now there are photos circulating of the sheriff's wife, Eliana Lopez, with a bruise on her arm, and prosecutors say that she got that from her husband during a fight on New Year's Eve. What happened today in court?
So today in court, the judge in the case decided that they will admit a video of Eliana Lopez speaking with her neighbor about her relationship with Ross Mirkarimi, the sheriff, and what happened the night of New Year's Eve when this fight allegedly took place.
And this video was taken by a neighbor.
Exactly. And Mirkarimi's lawyers had argued that it had no place in court. This was a conversation that happened in the context of a custody battle. And that
of
had
a potential no custody
battle. Potential custody
yeah.
battle, sorry. And that it had no place in a domestic violence case. Obviously, the judge disagreed.
And Mirkarimi is not the only one who's having legal trouble. Alameda County's new probation chief, David Muhammad, has been suspended from his job while he fights sexual assault allegations. What's happening with David Muhammad's case?
So, yeah, David Muhammad has been accused of sexual assault by a deputy. This is a man who came to town pretty recently from New York. He had been in Oakland before, went to New York, became kind of a superstar in the progressive law enforcement world, was brought back, you know, with the support of tons of community organizations in Oakland to be this kind of white knight to turn the juvenile justice system around, the criminal justice system around, and make it more rehabilitative and better and more responsive to the community. So this is kind of a devastating blow for that community who thought this was going to be, you know, the savior. Now he's facing sexual assault charges, which is extremely serious and certainly serious to his career.
So what does all of this mean for Bay Area criminal justice and particularly reform?
Yeah, so we've kind of been the epicenter of the reform community for a long time in California and also in the nation. You know, this is where there's a lot of think tanks. There's a lot of academics focusing on criminal justice reform. And we've been slowly kind of building a body of elected officials and law enforcement officials who believe in that reform as well. And so with the combination of Ross Mirkarimi, who took over for reform sheriff Mike Hennessy
mm-hmm.
as, you know, the successor in his legacy, and David Muhammad, who was kind of this new breath of fresh air for the probation department. It's looking a little bleak, but we still do have a lot of officials in place like Chief Wendy Still in San Francisco probation who really embrace this reform message.
And so let's talk about another big reform at the state level, which is what's called realignment, which means that California state prisons are under court order to reduce the prison population because of overcrowding. And so what they're doing is sending inmates back to the county level. How's that going?
So it's going pretty well for the state so far. They've been exceeding their goals in reducing the prison population. The Legislative Analyst's Office produced a study last week, though, that showed that overall, you know, on their 2-year plan, they're probably not going to hit their full 33,000 reduction target by the date they specified. So the LAO is trying to get the state to do a few things, to ask for more time from the court to meet their goals and to start talking about how, you know, the infrastructure of the prison system will get reduced once this population is gone. They're saying maybe it's time to talk about closing some prisons.
And so what else did the Legislative Analyst's Office have to say about realignment?
They're also saying that AB 900, which is this bill that was passed a few years ago to give money to build more correctional facilities, should be reexamined. And maybe, you know, those billions of dollars that could be put towards that initiative should be reexamined.
Huh. And so what realignment does is puts the burden of figuring out what to do with these new inmates who are going from prisons
to county level on the at the county level. What how are counties dealing with this new influx of inmates?
So California has 58 counties. They're all very different places. They all take a really different approach to criminal justice. Some of them are very punitive. Some of them are more focused on rehabilitation.
So like here in the Bay Area.
Exactly. So you're seeing that play out in how they deal with these new inmates, too. San Francisco is putting more into rehabilitation. Some places like San Mateo and Kern County are looking to build more jails to house people so they can, you know, keep their sentences a little longer. You have people like L.A. County, which is taking a very different tact when it comes to prison realignment. And I'm going to have L.A. District Attorney candidate Alan Jackson describe the situation in Los Angeles County. And he spoke with KALW's Nicole Jones.
We have basically here in Los Angeles County, our county jail facility filled to just about capacity right now. In other words, people are getting out of jail because there's a lack of beds on a fraction of the actual time that they should be, that the judge is sentencing them to in county jail. Now, what's going to happen when 8,000 new inmates per year are sentenced to ultimately state prison to do local custody time for that state prison sentence?
That's Los Angeles District Attorney candidate Alan Jackson, and you're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. We're speaking with KALW's criminal justice reporter, Rena Palta. So, Rena, what is L.A. doing to deal with that crisis?
So the county has contracted with a prison building company to do a $5.7 million evaluation of the county's needs. And people are wondering down there if that means that the county is looking to build more jails. And local politicians like Senator Strickland, who's from that area, are also pushing for something that's sure to be very, very controversial. Jackson supports this controversial plan, and here's how he described it.
I think one of the tools that each county should have is the same tool that the states had for decades, and that is the ability to contract with signatory states to an interstate compact that allows for the transfer of California inmates to out-of-state beds for certain payments.
So shipping California inmates to out-of-state private prisons?
Yeah, that would be the option. The bill was introduced by Senator Strickland that would give counties the option to send inmates out of state. And that, people are saying, really contradicts the stated mission of realignment to be more about community corrections, to be more about keeping people close to their families at home. And so there's sure to be a lot of opposition to this measure at the state level.